the EU regime took a major hit in Sunday's European parliamentary elections. France's Prime Minister Valls called the vote a political earthquake. But really, it was the voice of the people, not unelected bureaucrats, reverberating across the continent. Marine Le Pen celebrated her Front National Party scoring 25% of the votes and shook the world with her own earthquake.
Notre peuple exige une seule politique. La politique des Français, pour les Français, avec les Français. Ils ne veulent plus être dirigés du dehors, se soumettre à des lois qu'ils n'ont pas votées ni obéir à des commissaires qui ne se sont pas soumis à la légitimité du suffrage universel.
She's got class. Too bad we're stuck with losers like Victoria Nuland and Hillary Clinton here in America, where politics is for Jews only. But Le Pen's not owned by the Jews. She's owned by a wish to see her country free of a pernicious outside force, the EU regime that has usurped France's sovereignty.
Peuples se sont rendus compte au fur et à mesure du temps que l'Union européenne ne leur avait rien apporté, que le malheur et la dévastation, la perte de leur identité, l'incapacité de protéger leurs frontières.
France's pro-EU leaders are frightened by Front National's patriotic policies, spawning a whole new class of emerging French leaders who listen to the desires of French voters. Does Le Pen hate Muslims? No. Like those who censure Zionists, and not all Jews, Le Pen would rein in Wahhabi fundamentalists, not all Muslims.
You said, for example, that Muslims in France were almost like having the Nazi occupation.
Madame, tout cela était un vaste torrent de calomnies qui vise de la part des dirigeants européens à décrédibiliser les mouvements
said.
Politiques.
That's what you said. You said there were more burqas, more veils,
madame,
praying
madame,
in the street. It was like an occupation.
Madame, vous avez l'air beaucoup plus intéressé par les questions que vous posez que par les réponses que je vous apporte. Je ne trouve pas ça très respectueux. Bon, donc je vous le dis très clairement, je pense que la lutte contre le fondamentalisme islamique est absolument essentielle dans nos pays. Ce fondamentalisme islamique, il vise, par l'intermédiaire de groupes politico-religieux, à imposer les lois de la charia à la place des lois de nos pays, à la place de nos valeurs, à la place de nos traditions, de nos mœurs, de nos codes, de nos modes de vie. Je le refuse, que les choses soient très claires. Je pense que ces fondamentalistes islamiques sont dangereux et ça n'est pas une lutte contre les musulmans.
There's nothing offensive towards European Muslims, in your view, about saying those kinds of things, saying that it's against the identity of France or somehow unacceptable for Muslims to be praying in public places.
Non, madame, ce qui est offensant, c'est ce que vous faites, vous. C'est-à-dire faire un amalgame entre les musulmans et les fondamentalistes islamiques.
Let's get real. There are 4.7 million native-born second, third and fourth generation Muslim citizens of France. Let's not forget that Imperial France colonized Islamic Algeria, Morocco, West Africa, and parts of the Middle East. Muslims with French acculturation didn't appear out of nowhere in France. But it was the EU, with pressure from Jewish lobbies, CRIF, clone of AIPAC, and LICRA, clone of the ADL, who pushed for mass immigration in order to dilute France's Christian culture. France is Jewish-occupied territory.
I spoke to the French writer and filmmaker Alain Sorol, who is a close friend of Monsieur Dieudonné, and helped him popularize the infamous Canel gesture. I began by asking him what on earth it meant.
It's a gesture against the system, against the powers that be in France. Only recently, the most powerful Jewish organization in France, the CRIF, decreed that it was an anti-Semitic gesture. So basically, their idea is that an anti-system gesture is an anti-Semitic one. So at the end of the day, is that simply an improper accusation? Or is there a deep link between the system of domination that Mr. Dieudonné is fighting against and the organized Jewish community? Well, that's the question.
But you don't deny that Mr. Dieudonné is an anti-Semite, do you?
I don't think you've quite understood that Dieudonné is a comedian. He performs comedy, he does sketches. So if you take one phrase in isolation from a sketch, you won't understand. You need to ask the people who have seen his entire show, which lasts an hour and a half. Then you'll see that his very diverse audience, which reflects the whole of French public opinion, has never thought that he's anti-Semitic.
Well, if that is the case, Why is it that the government there takes such a strong line against him?
Because the French government, as we can see from its foreign policy and the annual CRIF dinner, is entirely under the influence of the Zionist lobby, which treats anyone who doesn't subscribe to its vision of the world and to its politics as anti-Semitic.
But Le Pen is smart enough not to take the Jews head on. She'll lose. That's like touching the third rail. They've got the money, media, and the politicians in their pocket. She'll stop the Jews with peripheral vision, while the center of her gaze will be on. You heard it.
Notre peuple exige une seule politique. La politique des Français, pour les Français, avec les Français.
But as for Germany, that's a whole other story.